concludes our other business. And now back to old business. We have first on item is subdivision 2005-60, Mandarin Homes.
For the record, since this is an older subdivision, this is an application of Mandarin Homes to consider the subdivision of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 27.3 acres into 56 lots. The site was located or is located in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. It is located west of Road 381 and 3,860 feet north of Route 54 and also south of Derrickson Creek. The final record plan is still for 56 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. Commission granted preliminary approval for 56 lots on October 17th of 2007. Time extension were granted on September 17 of 08, October 14th of 09, October 14th of 2010, and August 9th of 2011. The final record plan complies with the subdivision and zoning codes, the conditions of the preliminary approval, and all agency approvals have been received.
Mr. Lang, do you have a copy of that site plan?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bear with me a second. Just fell over.
Oops.
Said layout for this project is basically the same as what was presented to us in the public hearing process when we did the preliminary approval.
Gentlemen, I find it helpful that noted on this site plan, this is something that I'd mentioned to Mr. Robertson that I thought would be nice, and perhaps he will speak to this after we handle this matter or we get done with our other and old business, that the Waters Run conditions of approval are on this plan. This was something that is an older application. Mr. Ross is very capably filling in for Mr. Gordy, who was here at the time of the public hearing. We don't have Chairman Wheatley or Mr. Burton here. But notice under under Q, it indicates that an updated review shall be submitted to the staff and the members of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission prior to approval of the final site plan. I have not received any update to the Denrek Natural Heritage Endangered Species section report. I don't say can't speak for Chairman Wheatley or Mr. Burton. Mr. Johnson, have you?
I have not either, Mr. Smith.
I have a little difficulty responding to that since I didn't review this application.
Okay. All
right. If it was a conditional approval, it's in the file. And I can make it available to you if you so desire to take action on this application.
What I'd like to do at this time, gentlemen, is defer for the rest of the commissioners that were here at present at the public hearing to review this as a final. So, Mr. Chairman, my motion for subdivision 2005-60, Mandarin Homes, as a final is for deferral at this time for consideration by Chairman Wheatley and Mr. Burton, to choose so.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-60 Mandarin Homes application for our final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, the next business under old business is conditional use 1923, Donna Massey.
Mr. Lang, I can take this one. This was a conditional use for a multifamily dwelling structure of 2 units. It was deferred at the February 9 meeting to allow me a chance to review the restrictive covenants. You'll recall that there was a question about whether there were some restrictions that applied to this particular property because it's out on the road and not back, you know, more in, on an interior lot, and sort of what any of those restrictions might say. We did that search, and this one was lot 5, identified on a plot recorded at plot book 37, page 2, and that property is specifically identified when you go through the restrictive covenants that govern this property. And in each one of those restrictions, there's actually an original set and then a later amendment. It has the provision 1, detached single-family dwelling may be placed, erected, altered, or occupied upon any numbered lot. So the restrictions do apply to this property, and that's what they say. So,
and it applies even though this appears to be like part of a strip lot of a.
Yeah, no, exactly, and that's what we went back to look at. It's this when you look at the deed to this property, it's referred to as being lot 5 in plot book 37, page 2, and then when you look at those restrictive covenants, they say they govern the lots shown on the plot recorded at plot book 37, page 2. So yeah, it tracks through.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. That was helpful.
I think it's helpful information. I would prefer if we allow the other two commissioners to participate since there's only three of us here tonight. So it might be best to allow them a chance to digest Mr. Robertson's information and put this off for another day.
Yeah. Excellent suggestion, Mr. Ross. And Mr. Chairman, my motion for conditional use number 1923, the applicant being Donna Massey, is for deferral at this time for Chairman Wheatley as well as Mr. Burton to have an opportunity to vote and discuss if they so choose.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1923 for Donna Massey. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Well, gentlemen, it appears like we've covered everything under our agenda. Is there anything else to be brought before the
commission? We need to go back to the public hearings.
I'm sorry.
The action on this.
I'm trying to race out here. gentlemen, referring back to public hearings, specifically conditional use number 1924.